Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Don't tell me we're about to go over a huge waterfall.
Yep.
Sharp rocks at the bottom?
Most likely.
Bring it on.
On WGR.
Booyah!
Sports Radio 550.
Booyah! All right, everybody, welcome in. Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Nate Geary, hanging out here at Batavia Downs for my bi-yearly, right? Is it? No.
Biannual. We'll go biannual.
All right, biannual Legends and Stars shows here at Batavia Downs. Ryan has an hour with me as well. And, man, we were just reminiscing about some of the great college matchups we've got going on today here at Batavia Downs, and talk a little about the Legends and Stars show here in a second. But great college football action today. If you want to come down for the show, there's stuff to do. There's always stuff to do down here at Batavia Downs. But if you want to come for the show, you can come for the show. We got Daryl Talley capping things off at 3:45 today. The show on the show floor, the memorabilia show with all the vendors on the floor, will run from 10 this morning up until 5 p.m. tonight. And then you can walk right over to the casino floor. You can get dinner here. Yep. You can make it a whole day event at Batavia Downs. And yeah, talk a little bit about what we got going on here today, Ry.
Yeah, so the Legends Stars Expo, of course, the premier autograph and memorabilia show going on in the Western New York area, as always. Of course, you got Mark Recchi, Pierre Turgeon, Brett Hull, Chris Chelios, some great former hockey players are going to be here. Scott Norwood.
You say Brett Hull?
I said Brett Hull.
Oh, okay. Like Brett Hull, Brett Hull?
The Brett Hull.
Okay.
Yeah, he's here.
Okay.
And then
interesting. Okay.
Scotty Norwood, you got Howard Ballard. House Ballard's going to be here. Bruce Smith, the only place to see Bruce Smith, to see Cornelius Bennett, to see Daryl Talley today in Western New York and get their autograph is right here at Batavia Downs. And, of course, WGR personality, I guess, in a way, Eric Wood will be here as well.
That's right. He will be. I saw him there. I'm surprised you guys were able to peel him away from the golf course.
Yes, well, it's been so nice.
That's me trash talking, Eric. Like you didn't peel me off the golf course to be here, which is totally fine, because this is my favorite event of the year. We do one kind of in the fall, and then one again right before the springtime, right?
Right, just a couple weeks after the Super Bowl, we usually do one. I think they got the date slated. I'll have to double check if we can give it out on air. But yeah, so sometime in February they do them, and it's just a great time creating memories for people. I mean, last night Dawson Knox was here, Dalton Kincaid, Buffalo Joe Andreessen, our new
Buffalo Joe,
our new president, Byron Brown, was running around here meeting people. And to see the smiles on some of the faces of these people when they meet their heroes, when they meet Dawson and Dalton, I mean, the kids giving the illustrations, like this one kid was like crying. He was so excited to meet Dalton. And Dalton was talking to some folks that were here from Trainwreck. And he's like, it was like one of his highlights of the show was like seeing the joy in the kids' faces, because he remembers growing up and meeting NFL players. And so that's what this event is all about. You know, of course, the memorabilia that's out there you can buy.
It is a great show floor. I was sort of perusing on my way in here when we made eye contact, and then I quickly made eye contact with a pretty cool Josh Allen signed jersey that was on the floor as well. So there's a lot of obviously great sports memorabilia. Mm-hmm. We're talking jerseys, posters, cards, you name it.
Helmets.
But it goes kind of beyond just sports, too. If you're not necessarily just here for sports, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff on the floor out there.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of the big thing now is the Hollywood memorabilia stuff. You know, my buddy a couple years ago got a Shirley Temple signed limo ticket, got a Yogi Berra signed hotel check.
I love that.
Or dry cleaning check. Yeah, all kinds of, you know, he's an autograph hound, so he gets all that stuff. But yeah, you know, there's Pokemon cards. My son is here with me, loves the Pokemon card stuff, so you know we got some Pokemon cards. But that's not just it. It's Breeders' Cup Saturday. So the Breeders' Cup Classic is tonight. You've got some horses that raced in the Kentucky Derby this year. They're going to be racing in basically what's the All-Star race today. The Classic, the Breeders' Cup Classic, going off at Del Mar at 5:15 on NBC. You can watch, wager, and win at your local OTB or at BataviaBets.com. That race is going to include Fierceness. It's going to include Sierra Leone, so horses that raced in the Kentucky Derby. But it's also some other horses, you know, four-year-olds and five-year-olds. It's not just three-year-olds like the Derby is. So it's a true all-star race, and there's a lot of money on the line today. And we got a sold-out clubhouse. So if you want to come to the clubhouse,
nice.
you can do so, but you got to sit at the bar because it's a sold-out.
Oh, no.
But it's a sold-out clubhouse for the seats there. And if you're sitting at the bar, you can get yourself a nice armored car tee. We're raising some money for Roswell Park. So they have a sponsored drink. A dollar from every one of those goes to Roswell Park. So it's just – it's not so fun in action, Nate. It's great times here.
It's always fun in action. I'll have a couple of guests joining me. And then I'm going to let, really quick, Ryan wax poetic on some
– oh, my goodness.
On some betting line information for listeners that and bettors.
Yes. Let me get my notes up.
Yeah, get your notes up.
I'm all fired up about
it. I'll let the people know here coming up at 11:30. We'll have Paul Hamilton. He'll join me react to yesterday's 4-3 loss to the Islanders. They're right back in action on the road tonight in Detroit. So we'll hear from Paul Hamilton at 11:30 at noon. Carl Jones, he covers the Bills and is former Syracuse player who will be on our TVs here at Batavia Downs this afternoon as Syracuse gets underway this afternoon. He's a came over from Rochester but over here in Buffalo now at News 4 and covers the Bills for Channel 4 Sports. And then David Ferronis, who is the Dolphins beat reporter for the Sun Sentinel, he's going to join us at 12:30. Obviously, Bills-Dolphins, it doesn't maybe have that normal Bills-Dolphins shine because the Dolphins stink.
Injuries. Yeah.
And, I mean, listen, if you, you know, follow me or listen to me whenever I get a chance to talk about the Miami Dolphins, this was quite predictable
right.
for me. I kind of almost knew exclusively how this was going to play down. Their defense is old, aging. They lost a bunch of guys in free agency that not a lot of people talked about. They went out and signed Odell Beckham Jr., and Odell Beckham Jr.'s tenure in Miami is going to go a lot like Mario Williams' tenure in Miami, which
Indeed.
Nobody remembers he even played there. And I think that's going to sort of be the story of Odell Beckham Jr.'s time in Miami. And listen, as much as I'm going to talk about this matchup this weekend against a Miami Dolphins team that's banged up, 5 starters on the defensive side of the ball out this week for the Miami Dolphins. And even the guys they have, their stars, quote-unquote stars, have not been playing at a high enough level. And that's why they lost last week to the Arizona Cardinals, which was a tough loss. And I know the New York Jets, everyone's talking about, well, the Jets are back because they beat a Houston Texans team that were down their top 2 receivers and our offensive line that can't seem to block anybody on a Thursday night at home. And now all of a sudden the Jets are back. They could easily go on the road next week to Arizona. And I'd probably bet this, that they're going to go on the road next week to an Arizona team coming off of a win last week against Miami. And in a week from now, probably take care of that Jets team. And we can just put that to bed because I'm ready to put to bed
right.
the whole Jets conversation,
sure.
the constant. It's like the worst possible outcome for them to win because now they stay relevant for another week. And listen, they'd be relevant at 2-15.
Right.
So it just is – it's the most absurd thing ever with the New York Jets and the storylines and the market and whatever. So we'll talk to David Ferronis at 12:30 of the Sun Sentinel. We'll get his thoughts on the division and this matchup against the Bills as well tomorrow. 1 p.m. Love the 1 p.m. games. We got a little run of them here over the middle of the season. But, Ryan?
Yes.
You're upset.
Yeah, I'm upset. So I'm on the Twitter machine all the time, Nate.
Oh, you are? Okay.
And as somebody who is a avid sports bettor, who loves to bet on the sports, and,
sure.
Before legalized sports betting came to the great state of New York, I would drive to the great nation of Canada, and I would go up there and bet on what they call their pro line. You can go to any of the small 7-Eleven bodega-type places, fill out a Scantron sheet, like your number 2 pencil, like you're in fifth grade, and you would give that to the person at the window, and they would give you a sports bet.
Mm-hmm.
You could bet in every place. Now, you had to do parlays, had to do 3-leg parlays. If you went to one of the gaming facilities up there, they let you do 2-leg parlays, and you could do those things. But you couldn't tease the line. You couldn't do any of those little fun things. But it's a place where you could legally make a sports bet. So I've been there, all right? I've been in there. I put in my time.
Right, you literally
yes.
put in the hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have traveled to Las Vegas. I've made the bets. People are so mad online about Patrick Mahomes' line. Now, granted, now Josh Allen is the favorite for MVP.
Yeah.
But for a long time, Patrick Mahomes was the favorite for MVP for, I don't know, what, the last two, 3 weeks?
Yeah, it'd been for a couple weeks, yeah.
People were up in arms. They were putting up graphics, tweeting out, how is this possible? More league favoritism. Folks.
It has nothing to do with the league.
It's got nothing to do with the league, and it's got nothing to do with what Vegas, the experts, think is going to happen. Folks, this is how betting lines work. When Team A plays Team B, the goal of the sports book is to get equal betting on both sides so that they can keep the vig, the vigorish, the tax that you pay. When you pay 110, you only get back 100, mm-hmm. right? So you paid 110 to win back 100. You didn't get back $220. You only got back 100 on top of your 110. That's the vigorish that you pay. You pay that small tax, if you will, to make sure if the sportsbook gets equal betting on both sides, they keep that money in the middle and they make money. That's what they want. They want to get equal betting on both sides. So when they set the line, it's not what they think is going to happen in the game for realsies.
It's where the money's going.
It's where the money's going.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a perfect example. The Mahomes thing we just mentioned. People were up in arms because they're like, he's plus 35 or 350. How is that possible? He's got terrible stats, this and that. Folks, the reason the line was so short on Patrick Mahomes is he took a ton of money over the summer. He got Xavier Worthy. Oh, my gosh. The Chiefs are back. This, that. They're the Super Bowl champions.
They signed Marquise Brown. Rashee Rice is going to be great. They got this great trio of wide receivers plus a Hall of Famer in Travis Kelce. A great offensive line.
He's a shoo-in for MVP.
Yep.
Okay. Well, then the line reflected that, and they took a ton of money. And as the sports books take a ton of money on a certain side of a bet. They then need to limit their liability, and then they lower the odds, and they stretch the odds on other things in order to drive money away from those things. So that's why you saw Patrick Mahomes at such short odds. There was already a ton of money on him in that area. So then let's move to another thing. And I just saw this morning, and I added to my notes here. Over Thursday, we just talked about it, Jets versus Texans. People thought it was insane because the Jets
were favored.
They're like, this is not possible. You have a 2-6 team and a 6-2 team. The Texans should be favored. And some people were like, well, you know, the two wide receivers are banged up.
Uh-huh.
Nico's out. Steph's out. Oh, well, you know, maybe that's why they did it. Folks, there is a bias in the world for the old school teams, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Jets, and the Giants, the big market teams that draw the money and have the fandom, they will drive the lines.
More people betting.
Right. So there's more people betting the Jets because they want the Jets to win. Right. So they're like, oh, but not to say that there's more people in the world that want the Jets to win. Definitely not at this table.
But No.
But there's more people making bets that are wanting the Jets to win or thinking the Jets are going to win. And therefore, they had to make it Jets as favored. Otherwise, they're not going to get equal money on both sides. So there's a lot of people like, this is a shoo-in. The Texans are definitely going to win this game. Let's get a lot of money on the Texans that offset all those people that are Jets fans that are making the bets. And, yeah, the Jets won, and the book looks like, oh, Vegas had it right. No, Vegas had it right because the Vegas knew how to get money on both sides, folks. That's what they got. They got a lot of people saying, I'm going to bet the side that I think is going to win because the Texans are going to win. The Jets aren't that good. And that's how it works, folks. So when you see lines on the internet and you're like, this is ridiculous, there's no way it should be that, understand that the lines are the way they are because the book is trying to get equal betting on both sides. When you see a line move, right? Right now, I just looked on one of my apps.
Because that's where the public is. That's where the public money is.
Yeah. So right now, like the Bills are favored by over the Dolphins by 6.5, right? Was that line not like maybe 5 or 6 earlier this week?
Yeah. It opened, I think, at 6.5.
It did open at 6.5. All right, so it hasn't moved then. So it seems then that the betting's equal on both sides. If all of a sudden we see the line move very sharply to like Bills plus 7.5, or sorry,
minus 7.5.
Bills minus 7.5.
A full point difference.
Full point difference. And now the Dolphins are getting the hook, what they call the hook, which is the half a point, over the key number of 7. Then that tells you that there is an exorbitant amount of money coming in on the Bills at whatever sportsbook has moved the line to plus 7.5. Now that the number is over the key number of 7 with the hook, that book is trying to entice a lot of people to say, you know, what about those Dolphins?
Yeah, right.
Bet a lot of money on the Dolphins, offset their Bills losses, and then, again, get that money on both sides. So please put to bed. Do not tweet out, I can't believe the odds. Because if I see it, I'm just going to keep tweeting it and be like, you guys don't understand how this works. Please.
And at worst, you know what you could do is you could listen to Buffalo Bills pregame and get your five-leg parlay from me each week. Last week,
love a five-leg parlay.
Well, so I was out of town on a golf trip,
sure.
You know, color you shocked, I'm sure. I was on a golf trip last week in Seattle, so I didn't I was actually in Myrtle Beach at the Myrtle Beach Bills backer bar. First time I ever got to see a game at a backer bar. I've been doing this with the Bills for almost 10 years, right?
I had my first experience 2 weeks ago.
I'm 32 years old, gonna be 33. The last time I was really out there watching games, going to games as a fan was like 24 years old.
Right.
So it's been a long time. I had never really traveled and been somewhere. We happened to have the Bills Backer Bar across the street from our hotel, right? So I'm tweeting out. I'm saying, hey, I'm in North Myrtle. Where's the Bills Backer Bar? How far do I got to drive? And it turned out I didn't have to get in my car at all. I could walk across the street.
Love it.
So the guy, Mike Meyer, that runs the Bills Backer chapter in North Myrtle, he texts me and I say, listen, I got 30 guys. He goes, oh man, it's going to be tough. Like, I don't know if I can seat 30. I mean, we got tons of people at these
things. They come anyway.
So
sure,
we get done with our golf round. We show up, open the door, OD Lounge, great little spot in OD Lounge in Arcade in North Myrtle. Walk in, and there are, for lack of a better term, you know, like these foldable tables wrapped around almost like a U shaped, and it says Buffalo Golf, Buffalo Golf Guys. They got all 30 of us in there.
Yeah.
And it was a blast. We had so much fun. And I'll tell you, I didn't get to brag to Joe. Usually the next week I go over, hey, here's how my picks went last week.
Yep.
The week prior against who did they beat up at home the week? The Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans, yeah.
It was Amari Cooper's debut.
Right.
And there was some great odds on Amari Cooper anytime touchdown.
I got that. Hit it.
And Amari Cooper, 60-plus yards.
Okay.
Both hit. Now, it did not look good in the first half.
No.
But
especially with the drop.
He gets the touchdown, and then later on he gets the over on the yards.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and I tweeted out, I thought to myself, take the Amari Cooper overs because he's going to be in there for 20 plays, and those 20 plays are going to target him 10 times in those. He ended up getting targeted 7 times, I think it was, in that game.
Yep.
So I was not particularly wrong on kind of the usage. Mm. And now, last week, in my parlay that I picked just before we had to go to North Carolina, set my bets, and then came back to South Carolina, I went all the unders on Amari.
Right.
I just kind of thought he's going to get his burst, and it's going to be other people. And he had one catch for 3 yards in that game, so I hit both unders on catches and yards.
Oh my gosh!
So yeah, the if you want some real good prop betting advice prior to the game, you're in the lot right around 12:20 on a 1 p.m. game. You listen to me, and I got your 5-leg parlay. I've won at least 4 the last 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome! And I got to tell you, I went out to Las Vegas for a convention, and I was able to head over to the Sin City. Buffalo Backers there, and unfortunately it was the Texans game, so it was a bit of a heartbreak at the end. But what a great time, and just being there around people that are from the area. I was in there for a couple of days because again we were at a convention, but I happened to land on the Sunday and just went straight to the bar to watch it. It was a wonderful time meeting and greeting and talking to people, and it just, what a great setup it is all across the country for and across the world, quite frankly, for these Bills Backers bars. So yeah, I'm looking forward. I'll definitely be tuning in to take a look at your picks, Nate, because I have a few that I kind of select here and there. A lot of people are offering their advice on Twitter these days with those picks, and you can vet those things, and it's great. I see these people that'll put up like the last 6 games, this guy's hit this number over 5 of those 6. You see that for basketball props too, which I love. So yeah, there's a lot of great different ways, a lot different than it was back when the drive up to Canada back in the day.
And it's funny too, because you're talking about people that are become the betting experts online, and it's funny because on Twitter, I was like, listen, DraftKings has got +340 Amari Cooper anytime touchdown, and somebody had to go in there and say, how irresponsible, you can get +360 I'm like,
line shopping.
Give me a break. I'm like, hey, feel free to line shop if you want the extra 20.
Sure.
Irresponsible? Holy cow. Jeez. Let's take free money. I don't know what to tell you. Free money is free money.
And it was. He caught that touchdown. I was like, all right, catch it.
So, Rye, obviously today there will be several former Buffalo football players here in attendance at the Legends and Stars show, including –
Bruce Smith. So Bruce Smith is going to be here 2 to 3. House Ballard originally was supposed to be here, I think, at 1:45. His plane got rerouted, so he's still going to be here, but it's not going to be until 2:30. Scott Norwood's here at 12:30. Eric Wood 2:30. Cornelius Bennett 3:00. Daryl Taylor 3:00 as well.
So the afternoon, if you've got Bills memorabilia, you'd like to get signed. If you don't have memorabilia and you want to come here, you can go get here a little early. So let's say you want to get some stuff signed by Bruce. Get here by 1:00 ish.
Yep.
Give yourself some time to walk the floor, go find some memorabilia, go find a card, a pennant, whatever you might be looking for. So you don't need to come here prepared. You can come here with a couple of bucks in your pocket, do some shopping around, find the memorabilia you'd like to get signed, come stand in line, hop up in here, and have a great time. And not only that, if you want to come and bring your kids, kids under 12, 12 and under are free. And admission for all others is only $10. You're paying $10 to get in here and walk the floor.
And you get $10 and back in free.
So it's essentially free if it's you're going to stop in. If you're going to stop in, go put $10 a free play on one of the machines, which is literally connected. You could see gaming machines next to this room. It's literally right here.
And we got the home stretch grill doors open here. So if the kids are getting a little peckish and they want, you know, some chicken fingers or whatever else have you, we've got the menu in there.
One of my favorite things every year.
Yes.
Getting the garbage plate.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
my favorite thing in here. Because it's like you in Buffalo, if you, you know, like you don't really get to eat garbage plates very regularly.
Right. We got a good plate.
I come here and it's the thing I look forward to most is my annual garbage plate.
We got a good crew there in the home stretch grill. Now, also, I want to give a shout out to the crew from the Legend of the Stars. Because what a great group of guys. What a well-organized group of guys.
It always is every single year.
Yeah, because when you come here, we have a speaker in the hallway. We have a speaker, of course, in the Park Place room. So when it's time, and I see people walking up right now for Mark Recchi because we are past the
Some flyer stuff
hour.
I'm seeing. A lot of lunch. A lot of
flyer stuff here for Mark Recchi. So when people come down here for Mark Recchi, they just announce Mark Recchi 1 through 10. So here walking up in front of us, we're on the radio. I'm describing things. It's fine. we got people doing they got tickets 1 through 10 for Mark Recchi. When he gets through about five people, they're going to announce Mark Recchi 11 through 20, and then those people will come up, and it's just so well organized.
Yeah.
You can say, look, if I'm Bruce Smith 61 or Bruce Smith 120, look, you got
I got some time.
You got some time to peruse and to shop and to take a look at some things, and then you'll hear the announcement, then you'll come and get in line. So it's not like you're, you know, a long time ago, Nate, this has been here for like 10, 15 years, this thing.
I've been doing this for at least 4 or 5.
I just sent Brian Koziel a text that 11 years ago today, he and I were at the Ridgely OTB for Breeders' Cup Day. And, of course, the Ridgely Branch no longer exists. But it was, you know, it just, it's a, it, my memory is just chock full of WGR moments here. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But they used to do it way back in the day. We've gotten better.
Can't remember his anniversary, but man, does
he
remember.
No, I remember my anniversary. Of course, I can't. Oh, my goodness. No, I always remember my anniversary. they do a great job here in making sure that it's organized. Because it used to be kind of a free-for-all. They just say, okay, everyone for Dale Taylor.
Right, and start lining up. Yeah.
And then people would just.
Mob mentality.
Yeah, it would just be like a big, you know, obviously, you know, cluster there. So we want to make sure that we didn't have that. So many, many years ago, they came to the number system, and it's worked out just so fantastic. So, again, well-organized. Everyone's up here for Mark Recchi right now, and, you know, there's still time. Check out LegendsStars.net for the prices and the times. You still have time to come out here. Pierre Turgeon's at 11:30, so if you're in Buffalo right now and you leave right now, you definitely make it.
You'll definitely get here before Pierre's off of the stage, and then – you know, for whatever reason, if you're interested in maybe getting a hate autograph from Brett Hull, he's here at noon with Scott Norwood following him at 12:30. So
a very lovely man, a TV stalwart.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yes,
but I'll overlook that, no problem. I've got no problem overlooking that. Here's the best part, though, and I always try to tell people, you know, come make a day of it because Batavia is great. If you don't want to eat here, there's so much great food right surrounding Batavia Downs. But you mentioned the grill that's right over here, but you've got Thurman Thomas restaurant inside here as well, right?
34 Rush. We'll have Ohio State on today. We'll have
Sabres game at 7.
Sabres game at 7. We'll have the Breeders' Cup on all afternoon, so we'll have that as well. Like you mentioned, there's a lot of great things. You know, shout out to Oliver's here, the candy place. Christmas is coming. You're going to stock up for some stocking stuffers. You can get a gift card at Batavia Downs here as well, of course, for your stocking stuffer. But shout out to the other great businesses here in Batavia that make this community so great.
Because it's a chilly day. It's kind of actually fall now, where earlier this week it felt like summer still.
72. I was 80 in Dunkirk.
I was playing golf, and I said to my buddies, I said, you know, tell me, is this June or is it, you know, basically November? Because it felt unbelievable this week. So the weather is a little bit more seasonally appropriate today, being November 2nd, the second day of November. So a lot to do here at Batavia Downs, not just checking out the show, of course, the Legends and Stars here. And again, kids 12 and under, our free admission for all of theirs is $10, but you get paid back $10 in free play on the gaming floor. And for full details, including autograph prices for each and every person that'll be up on stage signing autographs, just head to legendsandstars.com. Sabres.net. All right, Ryan, we'll have you back here throughout the afternoon, catching up, touching base. We'll talk a little Sabres later. We've got Paul Hamilton joining the program coming up next, and then we've got Carl Jones and David Fronis. We'll switch to football with the Bills and Dolphins coming up tomorrow at 1 p.m. on WGR. I'm Nate Geary. That's Ryan Hasenauer. More here live from Batavia Downs for the Legends and Stars show. And again, Paul Hamilton joining us here next on the Western Hotline. This is WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
High slot. Bowen holds it. McLeod tries to center it. Far post scores! Owen Power gets the Sabres within one with 1:01 remaining on the clock.
All right, welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR. I am live at Batavia Downs here for the Legends and Stars Memorabilia Show, which, of course, today goes from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Kids 12 and under, free admission for all. There's $10, but you are paid back in $10 in free play on the gaming floor. I'm Nate Geary, and on the Western Hotline is Paul Hamilton. Paul, good morning to you, sir. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm well. You know, last I think we were doing our fantasy draft, and we were talking about how we never get to do this anymore because I don't do Sports Talk Saturday anymore. So you were the first person I thought of, and I called. How about that for you, Paul?
I'm honored. I'm honored to be here.
Well, I'm honored to have you, Paul. Let's start with last night's game before we talk about tonight's tilt in Detroit, and obviously a 4-3 loss last night to the Islanders, Paul, especially a shorthanded Islanders team. I want to start first with goaltending. Obviously, the back-to-back, Devon Levi gets the start last night and has kind of continued, maybe struggling is maybe not the right word, but four goals and a couple of saves you'd really like to see him make. And right now, they're not getting the same level of goaltending they got towards the end of last year that, you know, they were getting on that run towards trying to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, it hasn't been the same, but Levi's kind of far down on my list about what happened last night.
Sure, I agree.
They basically hung him out. I mean, on the breakaway, he actually got a piece of Horvat's play. Would you like him to make a save there? You would hope maybe he could bail you out there. He almost did. The play where, you know, they undressed Clifton after the turnover by Greenway and cut to the middle by Siplikoff and he opened his legs coming across on that one. But again, these aren't easy saves we're talking about. You're hoping for a big save there. And throughout the game, he had made some big saves for them. Mm-hmm. This was just complete. They basically handed them four goals. This was going into the game the worst scoring team in the National Hockey League, missing two of their offensive players because of injury. And this is a problem that has been a problem for this organization for I can't tell you how long. They are just oblivious. They have no idea what's going on around them sometimes. And it's mind-boggling. I mean, the goal they didn't score when it was still 0-0 early in the game. Power's coming back, just kind of coming back. He had no idea. I think it was Anders Lee, just blew right by him and wound up, you know, getting a rebound for a wide-open chance. There was a big save right there, and it was right off the bat that Levi made. And Power was just oblivious to the fact that somebody was coming down and beat him to the puck. I watched them. They had no idea Horvat had gotten behind them for the breakaway goal. No Sabre on the ice had any idea he had gotten behind them. They are just so unaware of what's going on around them. The power play goal, tic-tac-toe, guy wide open for a layup. Again, nobody on the penalty kill had any idea that this guy's standing in front of the net all by himself. And it's just it is mental mistakes that they make, and it continues. They made them for Don Granato. They made them for Phil Housley. They made them for – now they're making them for Lindy Ruff, and it is frustrating him. I could tell at the press conference last night, you know, he's just saying, I got to get these guys, to get over these mistakes. You know, here we are talking about winning battles again.
Yeah.
That's an individual thing. He goes, well, it was one and done. You just go in and lost the battle, and that's that. And he said he thought he had player in 50-50 battles that have to be better. Well, where have I heard that before? All last year.
Every year? Right.
Yeah. All last year. How they're not hard enough on battles. How they're, the whole thing. It's all rearing its ugly head again. There have been games they've played very well. I didn't get too riled up when they lost to the defending Stanley Cup champions. They still were 4-2-1 in their last seven games. The Detroit game they won, it wasn't a great game for them, but they figured out a way to win it. But this one is just inexcusable. You let the lowest scoring team in the league without two their offensive guys score four goals on you. They played about half the game with four defensemen because two got injured. So how do you beat a team that's playing with four defensemen? You get the puck in and you keep pounding on their D. You just keep on them. You just relentlessly make them keep going back for the puck. Keep going back for the puck. Get in there and compete with them. That's how you tire out four defensemen. I didn't think their defensemen looked all that tired, to be quite honest with you, by the end of the game. And they played half the game with 4D.
Yeah.
You know the Islanders are going to block shots, and that particularly had Lindy Ruff frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, he used McLeod as the example on the goal where the 6-on-5 goal that they scored after they had pulled Levi. And he goes, that's what you have to do. He goes, it's not taking bomb one-timers. Or he goes, and you know they're going to take Thompson away. You know they're going to take Darlene's shot line away. So you don't just keep bearing it into their shin pads. You know, he goes, you get the puck to around the net and get it to start rattling around just like it did there. You get people to the crease just like you did there. Power was in the crease. It took two kicks at the can to get it, but he did it. That's how you score against a team that's going to block shots. I mean, did you realize they had 73 shot attempts last night and 23
crazy.
Of them were blocked?
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, 73 shot attempts, and 23 of them were blocked. They're also very good at missing the net. You know,
oh,
so
yeah, I saw the stat too, Paul. To that point, they're like 26th in the NHL in terms of shot distance, like shots from how far off of the net that they are. So yeah, I mean, if you're shooting the puck from far away, you have less likelihood of hitting the net. Like they've got to get closer to have better quality scoring chances. And like you also mentioned the winning the battles and talking about McLeod, right? And McLeod's doing the things that Lindy needs these forwards to do. And Jason Zucker yesterday, like these are veterans that have come in from other organizations. They seem to be the ones that are walking in knowing what to do, Paul. And yet it's the core of these youth, it's the youth and the guys that have been here that seemingly still, to your point, seem to not really get it.
And I say this seriously. Can you imagine what Zucker's thinking right now? He's like, what is this?
Yeah.
You know,
the same thing that Byram did when he came in off of the trade last year, right?
He has to look around. I mean, he sees the team's down, so he gets in a fight, you know, and tries to fire up the crowd, mm-hmm. which he did, and tries to fire up his team. You know, you see him around the net. Why has he been scoring goals recently and getting points? Guess where he is, where goals are scored. You know, watch him compete. You know, and he's got to be looking around going, what did I get myself into here?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, because he's a kind of alone in this as far as that goes. Not all the time. I mean, there are times like against Dallas, mm-hmm. Against Los Angeles. There are times they do play the way they're supposed to, just like they did last year with Granato. There were times where they did what he asked, and then they would win. But there weren't enough of them. They do it on a semi-regular basis. They're like part-timers. You know, they're not the full-time employee. They're the part-time employees. Where, yeah, they're there sometimes, and sometimes they're not. And I can't tell you if Lindy Ruff is going to get him out of this. I haven't seen a coach that's been able to yet. I don't know if he's going to be able
anyways.
To. Yeah, I'm not. Don't know if he. And if he can't, they are in deep, deep
yes.
trouble because they have made their decisions on their core, and they have locked up their core to contracts that are right now are untradeable. You can't trade these contracts because they're underachieving in them right now. Again, I'm not saying this is never going to happen, but I'm going by what I've seen for the past 1, 2, 3 years with this group. It's the same thing over and over and over again where they make you think that maybe they're snapping out of it, and then they go right back into it again.
Yep.
Last night was absolutely inexcusable. That is an unacceptable game, an unacceptable effort. Especially coming off a loss to the Stanley Cup champions. And in my mind, you got three guys who are ready to play, and Kulik, Bryson, and Gilbert better be in the lineup tonight because there are some guys that need to be sitting.
Don't disagree with that. Paul Hamilton here on the Western Highland. Let's talk, Paul, and maybe give me your thoughts on Dylan Cousins. Lindy finally makes the move to put him on a wing. Your thoughts, obviously gets a goal yesterday, his first of the season. Thoughts on, you know, how he played and what he looked like on the wing compared to at the pivot position?
No different. He scored on the power play. And credit, he was around the net where he should have been.
Yep.
And that's where you score goals. I mean, Buffalo's goals were the types of goals they need to score. They were right around the crease. You know, the tip in by Zucker, the goal by Power, who basically was in the crease, and they had two guys going to that, including Cousins, and that's why they scored in the power play. But as far as 5-on-5, no, I didn't see any difference at all, and it didn't matter. And by the end of the night, he was back centering, and they had moved to Paterka and Quinn on mm-hmm. his wings, trying to get back to what that was. You know, last year, you know, see if that would fire up those guys. So, you know, it didn't, you know, for what was it, 2/3 of a game, it didn't look any real different to me, no.
Let me ask you, though, Paul, because it is not just Cousins that's starting the season very difficult. And like you think about a guy like Jack Quinn, who in spurts last year in between multiple injuries looked like a player that, had he been there all 82 games, could have been a real threat for this team, a guy that could score 30 goals. And, you know, he comes in off of an offseason where presumably he's healthy. He is not dealing with an injury where he's not playing until November, December. And yet his slow start, and it coincides with Dylan Cousins' slow start. How do you, if you're Lindy Ruff, get those guys going? Short of saying maybe it's time to, you're talking about putting guys in the press box. Is that your answer here? And if so, I don't know where we've gone, how we've gotten to this point, especially with a guy like Jack Quinn, who just looked so lethal with the puck on a stick last season in spurts. And now it just looks like a player that's trying to find his game. And it feels like they've got too many examples of that this year on the roster to start the season.
Yeah, he was on an 82-game pace last year of 27 goals. You take his what he did in the few games that he played, take it over 82 games, that's a 27-goal pace. This guy is a goal scorer, but he's even really getting in position to score goals. A lot of fans have asked me and commented about his speed and lack thereof that have these two injuries, especially an Achilles. I mean, look at what Achilles does to football players.
You know,
it takes some of their speed away from them. Very often, I won't say every time, but very often, where they're not as fast as they used to be, or they can't do what they used to be able to do. So I've asked Seth Appert about it, and I've asked Lindy Ruff about it, and they both didn't close the door on the idea. Lindy Ruff said, look, this is the first year I've had Jack Quinn, so I don't really have anything to compare it to.
I mean, it's on a baseline, right.
And when I asked Seth Appert about it, he didn't say, no, he's fine. He just said, there are a lot of guys who are having problems. You know, when I brought it up, he didn't really want to talk about it. So that's the question that I haven't been able to get answered is, has Jack Quinn lost a half a step? And that would matter. You know, as far as getting open and getting to areas to score goals. But to a lot of people watching, they think he has lost a step, that he doesn't quite have the speed that he had before. So, and then the question is also, when we're talking about, because it's more common in football players, sometimes they do get it back, but it takes a year. You know, they have their rehab, and then they play for a year, and it's not the same, but then maybe it's the same the year after. So is that what we're witnessing here? Or are we all dreaming and it's not a factor at all? You know, that's the thing. But he's trying to come off two major injuries, and for whatever the reason, it's just for the first 10 games of the season for him, he sat one game. It just hasn't worked yet for him. And you look at, you know, the Sabres, and I don't really put a lot of stock in plus-minus, but a lot of their players are in the plus, or even there are a few players in the minus, and Quinn's their worst at -4, you know. So, you know, the eye test and just the fact that he's been on the ice for more goals against than goals for, and the reason, you know, plus-minus isn't a great stat is, he was one of five guys on the ice. Sometimes you get a minus as you're changing. You know, you're a step from the bench and a goal scorer that has nothing to do with you, and you wind up getting a minus or something like that. But still, you know, when you've got other guys like Zucker, who's +9, Powers +9, Dahlin's +7, look at their points. Here, check that. I was looking in the wrong column. Joki Haru is +5. Thompson and Paterka are +4. Tuck is +4. When you got guys who are on the other end of the spectrum, it kind of sticks out when you guys sitting at -4.
Paul, you got your game preview up at WGR550.com. So I'll get to this quick before I let you go. The Sabres, 9 goals in their last two games in Detroit. What are you looking at tonight against a Detroit team with a very similar record, 4-5-1, coming into this game, and I think an important conference game as well?
Yeah, they've given up in their last two games to Florida and the Islanders 9 goals after, you know, Lukanen had, you know, played for two games really well. And as I said, in the 5-3 win over Detroit, he was fine. He wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was like one of those neutral games, you know, where it was all right. It was good enough to win, and that's the most important thing, to get the 2 points and win. It wasn't as good as the two games against Chicago, you know, in his last two games. Now Lukanen has given up 8 goals, and the team in their last two games have given up 9 goals. So, you know, Detroit is a team that also doesn't score a lot of goals. They're a little bit better at it than the Islanders are, but they're facing a team that's reeling and has lost 3 in a row. But does that matter? Because they were facing a team that was reeling even worse than Detroit last night, and they made them look like world beaters. But how much of that was the Islanders, and how much was that was the Sabres just basically handing them goals? And they, as I said, they handed them 4 goals. You hate to say that, well, the Islanders didn't earn it, whatever. Yeah, the Islanders were in the right place at the right time, and they did put the puck in the net, but they were just wide open chances, breakaways, layups. I mean,
yeah, that fourth goal by Pajot was, it was a tough one.
Yeah.
In that
nobody,
moment, no less.
But there's nobody in front of the net covering him. He's just there wide open, just like the power play goal. You know, that goal really irked Lindy Ruff. He talked about that goal at least 3 times last night, that last goal, because that's one of their problems of this year. They're leaving guys in front of the net wide open for no particular reason. In some cases, they have the guy covered, and then they leave him. But that's really what irked him, is that goal was scored pretty quickly after they had scored to pull within 1, and they gave up that goal. It was just, he was really upset about that one, that here's a guy standing there by himself, ready to pop in a rebound.
All right, Mr. Hamilton. Well, I appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll look forward to hearing you on pregame with Mr. Koziel. And until next time, have a great weekend, my friend.
Yes, you too. Great talking to you.
You as well, my friend. That is Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline. I'm going to take a timeout. We've got another break to get to on the other side. We've got the 12 o'clock hour coming up where I'm talking some football with David Ferronis of the Sun Sentinel and Carl Jones of Channel 4 Sports. That's coming up next here. Carl on the other side at noon. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday live from Batavia Downs at the Legends and Stars Memorabilia Show. I'm Nate Geary. This is WGR. All right, welcome back. Nick Geary here live at Batavia Downs Raceway and Casino for the Legends and Stars Memorabilia Show. Twice a year for me, our final one here for 2024 before our next one coming up next year, right after the Super Bowl. Today runs 10 a.m. to 5, and on stage as we speak is Pierre Turgeon, who will be up on stage until 12:30. Brett Hull joins at noon until 12:45. Scott Norwood 12:30 to 1:15, and then Chris Chelios at 1:15 to 2. Howard, the House Ballard, Bruce Smith, Eric Wood, Cornelius Bennett, and Daryl Talley all expected to make their appearances here as well today at the Legends and Stars Memorabilia Show. I'm going to take another quick time out on the other side. Carl Jones of Channel 4 is going to join the program. We're going to preview tomorrow's 1 p.m. tilt against the Miami Dolphins, a reeling Miami Dolphins team and a Bills team looking for their 7th victory of the season, to create a little bit more space between them in the division and in the conference as well. For me, Nate Geary, more of Sports Talk Saturday live from Batavia Downs coming up next here on WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.